Federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, Canadian Northwest Mounted. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. It is a bleak April morning. Authorities in Washington, D.C. have just been notified that a farmer near Annapolis, Maryland, has seen an unidentified airplane fall in the Severn River only a few miles from the Naval Academy.
Radio Tower, Annapolis. Watson speaking. Yes? Yes. Yes, General McCall. I've been trying to contact that plane for 20 minutes. All right, sir. I'll try again.
Chesapeake Patrol, Donovan speaking. What's that? No, Annapolis. All of our planes are grounded. No private planes have left Baltimore vicinity in the last 48 hours.
War Department Intelligence. Yes. Yes, General. I'll dispatch pursuit squadron from Langley Field at once.
Three days later, despite cooperation of Army, Navy, and state authorities, the mysterious plane has not been found. Then suddenly, in an isolated cove in the Severn River, the wrecked plane is discovered.
Oh, good morning, Evans. Good morning. Come in. Come in. Have a chair, my boy.
Thank you, sir.
Evans, you've been assigned to the most mysterious case of the year.
The plane in the Severn River?
That's right. Now, Evans, all we know is that it was an observation plane, equipped with aerial cameras to make maps of this country's naval defenses. Undoubtedly, the occupants abandoned the plane, bailed out with their photographs, and were picked up by a waiting boat and taken to their hideaway.
I understand.
Now, your job, Evans, is to find out who they were and who owned the plane. Today, you leave for Canada, where you will outfit yourself with everything Canadian, and then return immediately to Cambridge, Maryland, and take up residence as a visiting gentleman farmer.
You can count on me, sir, to do my best.
It is June of the same year. Evans of the Federal Bureau of Investigation is now Harold Creighton, a Canadian rancher, who has taken a summer house in Cambridge, Maryland, near Annapolis. Living with him is Genevieve Franklin, also a federal employee who poses as Marie Creighton, his sister. On Saturday night, Harold Creighton always holds open house for the summer college.
Well, Marie, are all our guests having a good time?
It seems so, Harold, but I hope Ashton doesn't disappoint us again. After all, he's such an interesting man.
Yes, but I still think we ought to keep our eyes on Gregory. You know, that quiet, round-shouldered chap. There he is over there.
Are you enjoying yourself, Mr. Gregory?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed, yes. You know, it's always a pleasure to be at your house parties, Miss Creighton. And I'm so sorry to think that I'll have to spend the next 3 weeks in New York and miss these lovely times.
Oh, are you flying up?
I should say not. Flying is the last thing I do.
Oh, come now, Mr. Gregory. Don't tell me that in this modern day and age, you've never been up in a plane.
Well, that's right. I'll stick to trains.
Won't you change your mind and fly up with Harold tomorrow?
Well...
He was going to fly his own plane alone, but I'm sure he'd love to have you along.
Well, now, you know, that might not be so bad if you're sure Harold's a competent flyer. Yes. Yes, I might be inclined to take a chance on it.
Well, Harold, I think I've got your customer for your trip tomorrow.
Who, Ashton?
No, Gregory. He'll meet you at the airport at 7 o'clock.
Here, Gregory, better put on these goggles. It's windy.
All right, but I still don't know if I should fly with you, Creighton. It just don't seem right.
Well, come on, fella. It'll all be over in 2 hours.
Close to their destination at the Newark Airport, Gregory is smiling happily at the anticipation of a safe land. When all of a sudden...
Creighton! Creighton! Creighton, what's the matter with you?
It's my heart. I'm a goner, Gregory.
What?
A goner. You take the stick.
Me? I can't. I can't, Gregory. See, we're going to crash.
But the plane does not crash. Creighton, feigning an ailing heart, quickly recovers and lands Gregory and himself unharmed. G-men notified by Genevieve Franklin are awaiting the plane. To make sure that Gregory is kept in the dark about Creighton's scheme, they arrest the two flyers on a technical charge.
I'm awfully sorry, Gregory, getting you into this mess. I really didn't know about needing a commercial pilot's license to fly a passenger.
Well, thank goodness we're at least safe. When will they let us out of here?
Yeah, the chief says it'll be at least a few days before we can get our release.
Well, I'm going to call my attorney. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, we're in on a federal charge. Looks like we'll have to stay and like it.
Well, maybe I'll stay, but I won't like it.
On the pretense of appearing before a tribunal, Creighton is separated from Gregory. He flies back to Cambridge, going right to his house.
Look, Marie, I tried that heart attack on Gregory, and he almost let the plane crash. Sorry, but he doesn't know a thing about flying.
Oh, then he's innocent, is that right?
That's 100% right.
Where is he now?
He's being held on a technical charge, just in case he gets wise and starts talking around here. That would spoil all our work.
But they can't hold him forever.
Well, that's just it. We have to work, and work fast.
Well, what's your plan?
Just this. Listen, I'll tell Ashton to meet me tomorrow.
Well, this is a surprise visit. Come in, Marie. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Ashton.
Now, none of that Mr. stuff. Remember what we said last night?
All right, Teddy.
That's better. Now, what's on your mind?
Why, who said anything's on my mind?
Well, a girl who plays tennis every afternoon doesn't go visiting on the loveliest day of the summer unless something's troubling her. Come on, what is it?
Well, I'm ashamed to say it, but Harold's flying to New York on business, of course, and I've never been there.
Yes?
Well, it sounds silly, doesn't it? But I want to go along.
And just where do I come in?
Ah, that's right where you come in. Harold said he'd let me go if I had someone to show me around. And there's no one I'd rather have as an escort than you.
With such a beautiful compliment, Marie, and such a beautiful girl, no one could be so ungallant as to turn her down.
Oh, then you'll come with us?
I'd be delighted.
Well, Well, Mr. Ashton, how do you like flying?
I rather enjoy it. It's not a new experience to me, you know.
Oh, then you fly a plane, Teddy.
Not exactly. Just fly in a plane.
Oh, you must be like me. Say, I don't know the difference between a cockpit and a fuselage.
I'm not much on these mechanisms either.
Help! Help! What's wrong with you?
Oh, it's my heart again. I'm afraid it...
What's wrong, Marie? We're spinning down to the ground.
Fred!
Here, let go of that stick. Here, I'll take it. Quick, quick, get away from there.
There now.
Teddy, you saved my life. How can I ever thank you?
By not telling a soul about what happened.
Oh, that's impossible. When we land at the Newark airport, they'll see.
We're not going to land at the Newark airport. We're flying across the Canadian border.
But, Teddy,
Teddy, Marie... You're the only person in the United States who knows that I can fly a plane.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
It might be good evidence if the government ever brought me up for a spy trial.
You? A spy? Oh, how could you?
I could do a lot of things. Now, you listen to me. We're going to fly to your ranch at Manitoba. That ought to make a swell hideout.
Well, what about Harold?
Dead men tell no tales, but I'm taking no chances. I'll drop his body in one of the lakes.
Ted, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would. I have too much valuable information on my person, and I'm taking no chances.
No, I guess you won't take any chances. The first thing you can do is take your hands off that stick.
Why? Put that gun away, you fool.
Not such a fool.
All right, have it your way. But who'll fly the plane?
I will.
Joe, I thought you were dead.
I'm sorry to be such a disappointment, Ashton, but dead men tell no tales. And I have an awful lot to tell the Federal Bureau of Investigation.